Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, partly cloudy, a chance of a shower early, a low of 64. The Wisconsin Realtors Association says September existing home sales in the state were up 6.9% from a year ago, while median prices increased 7.9% with those orders. And for the year to date, both sales and median prices climbed about 5% over 9 months. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Karko.
Locally, there was a 14% September sales increase in Racine, 8% in Milwaukee, but a 0.5% downtick in Kenosha. The entire Southeast region showed a 6.3% sales increase. Over 9 months, Kenosha went up by 8.3%, 7.3% in Racine, 10.5% in Milwaukee, 6.3% for the Southeast corner. Median prices for September, they were up 2.1% in Kenosha, 4.8% in Milwaukee, 31% in Racine, and 10% regionally to $175,000. Those median home prices over 9 months were up 4.9% in Kenosha, 4.4% in Milwaukee, 5.2% in Racine, 3.6% across the region to $186,400. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.
The Racine Common Council starts the first in a series of Committee of the Whole meetings tonight on the 2017 proposed budget. The meeting starts at 6 p.m. in council chambers and is open to the public, plus it will be carried live on cable access channel 25. City Administrator Tom Friedel delivered his overview of the spending plan last Wednesday. The schedule calls for tonight's meeting and then a break until next week, so that, as Friedel explained it, aldermen can attend the League of Municipalities convention.
We'll devote a night to public safety on Wednesday, October 26th. That'll be a shorter meeting. We'll meet at 7 o'clock because there is a meeting before that, the City Plan Commission. But public safety will have enough time then. And then on Thursday, the 27th, the Parks Department and the Public Works Department will be here. And as you might imagine, they both have pretty robust, they are two large departments, and they also have a lot of capital items that they can explain.
Friedel noted the public hearing will be at 6 p.m. on November 3rd. The Committee of the Whole has the chance to offer amendments to the budget prior to making a recommendation for a final vote to the full council on November 15th. The Kenosha City Council meets this evening, and aldermen will be asked to approve language that would clear the way for a $500,000 development incentive for a business with plans to build a manufacturing plant near the Kenosha Regional Airport. Colbert Package Corporation, according to their website, currently has two locations in Lake Forest, Illinois, and a third in Indiana, employing about 300 workers. The grant is contingent on the creation of at least 100 jobs by the end of 2018 that would pay an average wage of $42,000, according to online documents. The development agreement calls for the city to secure state help in rebuilding 104th Avenue that runs between 52nd and 60th Streets. Aldermen will also consider the creation of a new TID for the former Chrysler engine plant property, subnaming a portion of 60th Street for Jockey International, and proclaiming October as Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Canadian and U.S. commissioners of the International Joint Commission will engage in a public discussion with residents of the Greater Milwaukee region to explore what a healthy Lake Michigan means to them. The meeting is tomorrow night starting at 6:30 at the UW-Milwaukee School of Freshwater Sciences. It's open to the general public. It will provide information about water quality issues in the local community as well as the Great Lakes. Following remarks by Mayor Tom Barrett, short presentations will be made on water quality issues in the Milwaukee region, along with small group discussions. Teen drivers have less experience behind the wheel, which means they have a greater risk of being involved in an accident. Because of that, David Papps, director of the State Bureau of Transportation Safety, notes this is National Teen Driver Safety Week.
They tend to speed and drive aggressively, and often they don't take the time to buckle up. Teens are easily distracted by electronic devices or by passengers. We have laws like the graduated driver's license law that limit the number of passengers teens can carry. But parents also play a key role by modeling safe driving habits and by setting clear rules and consequences on their teen drivers.
Last year in Wisconsin, 37 teenagers lost their lives in traffic crashes. Another 5,500 were injured. Make a Difference Day in the Racine area, October 22nd, will have several events coordinated through the Volunteer Center, including buckthorn and honeysuckle removal in Colonial Park from 9 until noon, maintenance on the 6-year-old Kids Cove Playground at North Beach from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m., and at the Riverbend Nature Center, there's removal of brush, trail maintenance, and general nature center maintenance work to be done at the site on North Green Bay Road. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.